From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The Senate is taking a key vote on legislation extending jobless benefits to Americans. It's a procedural vote. The legislation includes dozens of tax breaks for individuals and businesses that expired in 2009. Congress has previously passed several brief extensions for jobless benefits. In this new package, some people would be eligible to receive benefits through the end of the year. Energy company Chevron says it's cutting 2,000 jobs. As Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports, Chevron is also cutting assets in the Caribbean, Central America, and England.
Fuel refining isn't as profitable as it used to be, given the sagging global economy and tanking sales of gas-guzzling SUVs. Also, Business Week notes that more than one in three exploration wells Chevron drilled last year failed to find oil or gas, and the San Ramon-based energy giant is spending almost $60 million a day looking for new crude and building offshore platforms to exploit old finds. 2,000 jobs equates to about 3% of Chevron's staff of 64,000 worldwide. The firm is also considering whether to sell operations in Hawaii and Africa. The weak market may make it difficult to unload them, but meeting with Wall Street analysts, Chevron officials say this is the time to consolidate and focus on operations in North America and Asia Pacific. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The president of Haiti is in Washington thanking the U.S. for aiding his country in the wake of the devastating earthquake. He's also discussing his country's future. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Haitian President René Préval is getting prepared for a donors conference later this month in New York. He said in the past, development aid has focused on the capital, while the provinces were neglected. In the wake of a January earthquake that left the capital in ruins, Préval hopes to do things differently.
So this is an opportunity to not only rebuild Bohopas, but first and foremost to invest and to rebuild in the provinces. And, of course, the recovery of Haiti will take a long time.
He was speaking alongside Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who said the priorities now are to get seeds and fertilizer to farmers and to get people into safe housing before the rainy season. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The White House is condemning Israel's decision today to approve 1,600 new settlements for East Jerusalem, an area in dispute between Israelis and Palestinians. The decision also comes as Vice President Joe Biden visits Israel to help promote Mideast peace talks. Police in Ireland say they've arrested seven people in an alleged plot to murder a Swedish cartoonist. The cartoonist, Lars Vilks, has been targeted by Al-Qaeda for drawing a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 26 points at 10,578. The NASDAQ is up 11. It's currently at 2343. You're listening to NPR News. After a historic vote, the final transfer of power from the British Parliament to Northern Ireland's Legislative Assembly is set to take place April 12th. Larry Miller has this from London.
The vote in the Northern Ireland Assembly was whether to take over policing and justice powers. It came as the result of the power-sharing agreement between the province's Catholic and Protestant politicians.
All those in favor say aye. Contrary of any no.
The no's were perhaps noisier, but the vote to transfer the final powers to Northern Ireland was carried 88-17. The second largest Protestant party dissented, despite personal lobbying by former President George W. Bush and Secretary of State Clinton. Prime Minister Gordon Brown described the vote to complete home rule as the end to decades of strife. Brown said the message is, democracy and tolerance prevails. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Iraqi election officials say 62% of eligible voters cast ballots in the country's election Sunday. Iraq is selecting members for a new parliament. Final results won't be known for a while, but initial results could be announced this week. The political coalition of current Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki isn't waiting and says it is ahead. So does the party of former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi. Indonesian police killed three terror suspects today when they raided several hideouts near Jakarta. They're looking for militants who are in the group Jamaah Islamiyah, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Now police are trying to learn if one of the dead suspects is a wanted militant leader named Dul Mateen. He is suspected of helping plan the deadly Bali nightclub attacks of 2002. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.